This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Cabinet Decisions for Welfare of Farmers. The participants are Professor Ramesh Chand, Member, Niti Aayog, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
When Prime Minister Modi took charge of office for the third time as India's Prime Minister, the first file he signed was that of distribution of money under the 17th installment of Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme to the farmers. 9.26 crore farmers received the amount through direct benefit transfer. This further reflects the priority the government is giving to the farmers, our Annadata as we call them. Professor Chand, how do you view the Prime Minister's decision of dispersal of money into the accounts of farmers as the first decision taken by him as he took charge of the office for the third time as Prime Minister?
I feel this is both subtle as well as symbolic. It is subtle and symbolic in the sense that agriculture is crucial for Indian economy. This is the largest sector of Indian economy in terms of employment and also in terms of contribution to national income. It comes close to manufacturing sectors. And also agriculture is so crucial for food security of 1.42 billion people. So because of all these reasons, I feel that it is very, very important to give positive signal to the sector and to the actor in that sector, that is our farmers, that this government is giving highest priority to farming and farmers. And secondly, in terms of timeliness, you know that monsoon has already arrived in some parts of southern India and western India. The sowing season has started. At this point of time, farmers have very pressing need for cash. So getting 2,000 rupee at this time is a big help, particularly for small and marginal farmers. They can buy 7 to 8 bags of urea with 2,000 rupee, which they will get. So I feel that this first step by this government to release installment of PM Kisan Nidhi will have very positive effect on agriculture production. As you might have noticed that government did not stop there. Yesterday, the government has taken decision to announce MSP for kharif crops. So MSP had also been announced for 14 crops yesterday, which include cereal, pulses and oilseed crops.
Yes, you rightly pointed out, sir, that about 80% of our farmers are small farmers in our country, having a holding of about 2 hectares of land or less. And for them, this 2,000 is a big money and a great support indeed. You just mentioned, sir, that Cabinet has approved MSP on 14 kharif crops, including paddy, ragi, bajra, jowar, maize and cotton. Farmers will get 2 lakh crore rupees, which is about 35,000 crores more than the previous season. How will that affect the farmers, sir?
The increase given to MSP is not only to neutralize inflation. If you look at the magnitude of increase given to MSP, it is much higher than what is the rate of inflation in retail prices as well as wholesale prices. The increase given to 13 crops varies between 5 to 11%. So the meaning of this increase in MSP is that in real terms, the prices that will be received by farmers for crops that will be sown in this season will be higher than what it was in the previous years. So anything which is positive in real terms add to the income of the farmers. So it is definitely going to have positive effect on farmers' income and also the sentiments. When you feel that you will get better price, you use better input, you provide better care to the crop. So one can expect that growth rate in the sector will also be better. So positive prices affect the sectors and farmers in several ways. These are 2-3 ways in which I have just mentioned to you that it adds to income of the farmer, it promotes growth, and also it provides a sort of price assurance. That means some sort of check against price risk and market risk.
Yes, in fact, agriculture sector is one sector which saw sustained growth. Even during the pandemic, we found that agriculture had grown. There was a sustenance in agricultural growth. When you talk of minimum support price, Professor Chand, what is the major criteria? Is the input cost a major criteria? How would you explain that?
You see, input cost is I would say that that is the basic criteria, that price should not be below that level. And that level is that all paid out cost by the farmer plus the imputed value of his family labor and his own time. You add these two and then add a margin of 50%. So then whatever figure you arrive at, MSP cannot be less than that. This was the decision which was taken by this government 6 years back in 2018, that they changed the formula for taking decision about MSP, that you can keep MSP above this level, it cannot be below this level. It was a significant decision taken. Then the actual MSP can be even higher than 50% margin, depending upon situation in the market, depending upon priority of the government. Like this year, government gave a raise of 11% to ragi. So if you want to promote certain kind of crop, in this case, nutri-cereal or anshiri. So if government want to promote some crop, want to have higher production of some crop, those kind of crop see higher growth in MSP and other crops see relatively lower growth in MSP. So those are the kind of consideration. There are several considerations which Commission on Agriculture Cost and Prices take into account before they recommend MSP to Government of India.
You mentioned millets, sir. Millets or mota anaj as we call it, and it's very close to the Prime Minister's heart. He's named it Anshri. Green Revolution focused a lot on wheat and paddy, but considering that climate change is happening and we are short of water, it's time to move to millets. They're also full of nutrition. Now, at the behest of India, 2023 was declared by the United Nations as Year of Millets. What other steps are being taken to promote the growth of millets by the farmer? At the end of it, it's the consumption which will drive them to grow more millets.
I think you will agree with me that our Prime Minister is a visionary personality.
Yes.
He can look into how things are coming. He put sense it that why we need to mainstream millets, both because of health ground, that within cereal our diversity was declining. The cereal diet was becoming more and more concentrated by rice and wheat. So these nutri-cereal are anshiri, which are more nutritive, which are called superfoods. There is a need to restore, if not the kind of status they were enjoying before Green Revolution, at least something in between. And secondly, from production side, climate change is happening, global warming is happening, rains are becoming erratic, sometimes long drought. So millets are very hardy crops. They can survive harsh environment much better than any other kind of crop. So both from health point of view, demand side, supply side, there is a need to give big push to millets. In order to make more millet available on per capita basis, we need to have a growth rate in production of millet which is higher than what is population growth. Only then we can have higher or increased per capita availability of millets. For that, this government has taken several steps. The first step taken is that we will make strong R&D efforts to have breakthrough in technology, to have varieties which can give us higher yield. So government last year announced the Center of Excellence in Millets. So Indian Institute of Millet Research had already started work on this. So new kind of research initiatives are already in the pipeline, some of which have already been started to develop new varieties of millets and also address post-harvest aspects of millets. Like some millets are not easy to process. They require special kind of processing mechanization. So that is one thing which is being done. Second is that in terms of seed, because seed is carrier of technology. So a lot of effort is being made that farmers make use of improved seed, high quality seed, rather than just using the hope the seed which is available in the village shop. So rather than making use of those kind of seeds, farmer make better use of seed. And also government is trying to already some improved package of practice for millet have been developed, and a strong signal is sent through MSP, highest growth in MSPs in case of ragi. It is 2 times the increase given to MSP of other crops. So this is also a signal to the farmer that if you will put more area under millers, you will get better prices. So like this, government is working on technology front, extension front and market front to promote millers.
Yes, indeed. We now see many farmers' exhibitions that there are millet counters and there are stalls which are giving you millet noodles, millet chips of various kinds, because millets, if you're not used to it, it's a little difficult to get used to the food habit because they have no taste, in fact. So that's a positive sign. Also, there is, ironically, we have a problem in India of problem of plenty. If the produce is high, the farmer's income goes for a toss because the prices crash. So the decision to go ahead with 2 lakh godowns to store food items, to store foodstuff, to store cereals, pulses, rice, etc., would that be able to mitigate this problem of plenty? On the other hand, are we also geared up to give processing industry a greater push so that suppose there are more tomatoes being grown, we can convert it into tomato sauce and so on?
There are 4 or 5 type of measure which can deal with that kind of situation. It is nature of food commodities that if their production increase by say 5%, their prices will decline by much more than that. Which means if there is production growth of 5%, generally the price will decline by 7%. So the gross income of farmer, rather than increasing, yes, you find that it declines. This happens if proactively the instrument which can check this kind of things are not in place. But now we have 4 kind of instrument in place to deal with the issue of what you termed as a problem of plenty. The first is MSP. Those crops for which there is minimum support price, even if there is a plenty of production, the idea of MSP is to prevent prices falling below the level of MSP. They can rule over it, but they should not be falling below MSP. That is first thing. Second is that when there is plenty, the maximum decline in prices happen. So the godown which you mentioned serve that purpose. The third is of course processing. And fourth is export, that right, if you have plenty, then we need to take all measures that our export increases and the supply is stabilized in the domestic market. So these are the 4 instruments which are being used, and during this government, last 10 years, all these 4 measures have been strengthened. So now you don't feel the kind of situation that if there was, say, 10% more wheat, the price crash. So you find that those kind of things don't happen because we have a better MSP system. We have better storage system, which is being expanded throughout the country now under the Ministry of Cooperation. We have more processing facility and our export also. We have some value chain, we need to do much more, but we have now export value chain which facilitates faster export.
Yes, you're right. The fact that the Ministry of Cooperation is under the Home Minister itself signifies the importance being given to cooperatives, and the formation of a GEM portal is another step in that direction. Well, we could go on and on, sir. Thank you very much, Professor Chan, for enlightening us on the issues relating to the farmers, especially in this Cabinet Committee's meeting. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for having me on Akashvani.
Thank you, sir.
You were listening to a discussion on Cabinet Decisions for Welfare of Farmers. The participants were Professor Amesh Chand, member, Niti Aayog, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.